I can tell you what, they're all saying how badly the Autumn Sun barrier trialled. It's come up nice and short for a horse that barrier trialled so badly. It's $1.50 for the weekend. Hello, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laura. Yeah, TK. It's hardly a vintage Hobartville Stakes on paper at this stage, is it? Yeah. Obviously, nomination will be extended until a bit later today. But yeah, $1.50. Wow, he's short enough. Only one for the thrill seekers, I think, at this stage after his couple of barrier trials, which I think the jury is well and truly firmly out on. But anyway, yeah, the tab's gone up very short for the Autumn Sun for that Hobartville Stakes. Only a couple of really sort of top-class horses in Gem Song, Vega Days. You can maybe throw Bondi and Royal Celebration into the mix as well, who are nominated up against him. And what about the Silver Slipper with Tussaud? $1.60 he's come up for the Silver Slipper. Now, I'm a big fan of his, but I think that's a touch of unders as well, you would have thought. Heading into his first up run in the campaign, is going to be centred around the Golden Slipper. So he's only had the one barrier trial so far, and we know that James is really good trainer at getting his horses ready for the grand final. So I don't know if $1.60 is an acceptable price, and especially considering an all-in market. There might be a percentage sucked out of that a bit later in the week too when it's final field. So, yeah, a couple for the thrill seekers, guys, at this early stage of the week.
Well, the Autumn Sun mightn't have shined in his barrier trial, but Trapeze Artist certainly did.
Yeah, he was good. I heard TK talking about it with the boys on Punters Postmortem yesterday. He was really good, Laurie, in that barrier trial. They chucked the blinkers back on there at Randwick, and he responded. He travelled nicely, coasted to the line. And he looks good, so he's on track for the Canterbury Stakes, I would have thought, in his second up run. It's the one thing with him, if you go back all through his form, he's a grand final horse. He's a horse that takes a while to get fit, which can be a little bit against sort of how Gerald Ryan trains. Gerald's such a lethal trainer first and second up early in their campaigns. But with Trapeze Artist, he's always ready to go and on the mark for his big grand final. So I don't know if he's going to need another run in the Canterbury Stakes or not, but I'd definitely be looking for him again in the TJ Smith, probably the All Age. He's a horse that's cherry ripe on Grand Final Day. Has been shown by the Golden Rose. Obviously, the TJ, he's run well in an Everest last year. So I'd be sticking with him. And from that barrier trial, he looks like he's back on track.
This Ben Curry predicament's a strange one. He got barred from the racetrack come the weekend, but his horses came to the racetrack and actually won.
Yeah, it was just an untenable situation, wasn't it, TK? Just absolutely bizarre. For all we know, Ben was probably in his living room watching those races on Saturday, not being allowed to step foot on Doomben. But thankfully, I think some sanity has prevailed there yesterday with the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission having a show course hearing, much akin to the Darren Weir and Jared McLean one. It was a marathon session there yesterday up there in Queensland. And late last night, news sort of emerged that they've decided to suspend Ben Curry's licence until those charges that were laid against him on Friday last week can be heard. So that means that none of his horses will be allowed to enter for races or barrier trials up there in Queensland. As of now, he's got 10 days to disperse all his horses to other trainers and other stables around the country. So, yeah, very serious charges that Ben Curry's facing. And thankfully, some sanity prevailed there yesterday and he won't be able to train until those charges are heard.
Yeah, what's happened to Maid of Honour? Maid of Heaven, sorry.
Yeah, really sad news. Laurie, Ray Thomas is reporting in the Telegraph this morning that she's going to be retired. So obviously a very, very smart filly. Obviously won Mark Newnham and Rachel King's first Group 1 in the Spring Champion Stakes last year. They're beating the boys. It's a race that not many fillies have run well in, let alone won. So she looked like she was a really promising filly. She had a bad injury towards the end of last year. She was going to miss the autumn, but I think John Massar and Mark have decided to retire and now it's almost a career-ending injury. So, unfortunately, we won't see her on the racetrack again. She'll head to stud, probably be served by a done deal. But I think she'll probably hold a pretty special place in the hearts of Mark and Rachel. Mm.
This one's come in from Ben from Cronulla without notice. Hey, boys, are you able to ask Adam about a horse called Ferretti, trialled well the other week, first start on Saturday in the Silver Slipper?
Yeah, he has a lot of interest, that Silver Slipper, doesn't he, Laura? A couple of nice trials. He's a very high-priced yearling, I think, from memory. He cost an absolute fortune, and I think he might be a sleeper heading towards the Golden Slipper. He's just another X-factor going into that race on the weekend. From what I've seen at the trials, I wouldn't be deterring Ben from having a little nibble on him on the weekend in that Silver Slipper, even though Tussaud and McLaren are two very highly promising colts in the race. So we know that Gain Adrian likes to get him ready for the slipper, and you know he's probably going to go against the traditional formula of having your slipper horses ready up and going before Christmas. I think this year it's a pretty even bunch of two-year-olds from what we've seen so far. He might be a horse that's just flying under the radar a little bit.
Thank you very much, Adam.
Thanks, boys. We'll speak to you in the morning.